Coming up on September 28th, a little bit more than a month and a half from now, the 2014 Triangle Heart Walk at PNC Arena in Raleigh to raise money to support the American Heart Association's fight against heart disease and stroke, two of the biggest killers of Americans out there right now. And one of the many people who are going to be walking in that event is Libby Huff from our area. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Aaron. It's great to be here.
So tell me about the Triangle Heart Walk and your role in it. Why did you get involved?
Well, first I'll start with a little bit more information about the walk itself. There are two family-friendly options. One is a 3-mile option, or if you would like to take it a little bit more easy, you can do a 1-mile walk around the arena. Stroller-friendly, family-friendly activities, hence for healthier living. And I can tell you a little bit later about how to sign up for that if folks are interested. But I'm a heart mom, a volunteer advocate for the American Heart Association, and joined this group not by choice about 5 years ago when our older daughter suffered and fortunately survived a cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. And
she was a teenager, right?
She was 17, student, a senior at Cedar Ridge High School, and was alone in the bathroom. And someone, a male student, heard someone struggling and went to get adult help. And about 10 teachers, fortunately that day, responded with CPR, got one of the AEDs that's on campus at Cedar Ridge, and they needed to use that and were able to get a bit of a pulse back so that EMTs could take her from there to the emergency room.
And I know we've talked about this before, and I know the basically everyone at Cedar Ridge is a hometown hero for just the immediate reaction, the fact that there were so many people there who knew what to do and knew to react quickly. The AED was there. And that just goes to show just how important it is for the community to be prepared and to be active in this fight, because it's such a life or death situation.
It is. And there's a huge distinction between heart disease or heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And that's an important distinction for folks like myself to know. But most importantly, it's important not to be afraid to respond. And that's what everybody at Cedar Ridge did that day. They responded, and I attribute Natalie's survival to how the folks at Cedar Ridge responded to her.
So the 2014 Triangle Heart Walk, an opportunity not just to get the word out about the fight against heart disease and stroke and to raise awareness of it, but also to raise funds for it. And that's part of what the walk is. And there's going to be something like 20,000 people walking in this event a month and a half from now.
Right.
So a lot of money potentially raised.
Sure.
And you've already done quite a bit.
Yes. I set a personal fundraising goal for our team, which is called Orange Opens Its Heart. And I set a personal fundraising goal for $1,000, and I raised $1,000 in 2 weeks, and I'm at $2,500 now.
Nice.
And I will continue to take donations to Orange Opens Its Heart community team. But I'm also at this point, because I've satisfied my personal goal for money raised, I'm really interested in getting other folks out there to walk, other folks to start their own community teams. I believe Viatri is doing a community team this year. Maybe some other folks through the Orange County Health Department. Some businesses have actually stepped up to support my community team. The most recent and most generous contribution was from PHE in Hillsboro. They donated $500. And for that, they will have a trail marker sign at the walk, so they will get that visibility. So if there are, even if you don't want to start your own team or don't want to walk, but as a business owner, as a community member, want to donate, folks are, you know, I have that information so that I can share it with you today.
We're speaking with Libby Huff of KAMA, should mention that as well, walking in the 2014 Triangle Heart Walk. Again, it's Sunday, September 28th, so a little bit more than a month and a half, a little bit less than 2 months from now in Raleigh. And again, so many different ways to get involved in what is such an important fight. You can walk, you can donate, you can be a part of a team, you can start your own team. If you're you're a business, if you're an individual, you can donate in that way and get your name out there as well as contribute to a great cause. And the fact that it's only a 1 or 3 mile walk, I think, is great too, because, you know, a lot of these 5Ks, 10Ks can be daunting for people who aren't in the running community already. But this is something that everyone can do.
This is very manageable. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons it appealed to me so much, because I have great admiration for runners, but I am not a runner. I am not.
Speaking to the choir.
I don't run. I walk. And so this is a way to literally step up and help the American Heart Association. And they do so much around heart disease prevention, stroke prevention. But there are three pieces of their work that speak the most to us. And one is CPR training, making that accessible to anyone, and it is now in the state of North Carolina a graduation requirement from high school, which it was part of the curriculum up until recently. But I don't know. I do know that actually neither of my children received that instruction in middle school. And so now that it's required, it takes away a lot of the fear. I want AEDs, automatic external defibrillators, everywhere. Mm-hmm. There was one in the cafeteria at our school. There are now 5 in that school. There are now AEDs in all the schools in Orange County and in all the administrative buildings. It just is really important, not just for the life of our children, but for the life of everyone, that we have these machines available to us. And they're really pretty easy to use. They talk you through what you need to do in the case of an emergency. So it's there, and we need to step up in any way that we can.
And again, the more awareness that we can get about it, the better, the easier it is to make that happen.
Yes. In the last 5 years, because we've also had to do some follow-up emergency room visits, as you can imagine, with a chronic heart condition, I've talked with emergency room physicians and other personnel, and because awareness is increasing, lives being saved, those numbers are going up. Mm-hmm. And so it's no small part due to what the American Heart Association does for getting out the word about CPR, about AEDs, how important it is to respond, and just to step in.
Now, the Heart Walk is on September 28th. Again, that's a Sunday at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Starts in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then continues for 1 or 3 miles, depending on how much you want to walk. And we're speaking with Libby Huff, by the way. How can people get involved? Who do they contact? Where do they go?
Well, I have 3 ways that folks can get involved. One, they can go to triangleheartwalk.org. That's all one word, .org. There is a Heart Walk mobile app. And then the event chairperson at American Heart Association, the Triangle Chapter, is Amy Blackwelder. And her telephone number is 919-463-8376. And if anybody's interested and can't, either didn't write that down or whatever, they can always contact me. I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I have a website. Maybe they could even call you, Aaron, and get my contact information. I'm fine with that, because the more of us here in Orange County that are present, I really believe the more children's lives we'll save.
All right, Libby Huff, thank you so much for all you're doing for this. And again, it's a really terrific event that everyone should get involved in some way, shape, or form. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.